Okay, well, Paul, here we are again. It's just relentless at the minute, isn't it? How are you feeling?
Probably everybody else. We're coming to the tail end of it now, and game 10, the 11 games, it's a big, big ask, that. And you become used to it. That's the thing of it. I think when you play the amount of games, you very rarely train. All you do is just turn them around, so not too many to go.
How's Yordi Gomez? He seemed a little tired perhaps on Saturday. Is it time to leave him out?
I don't know. Jordi's been brilliant for us. And the thing with Jordi, he hadn't played many games, let alone trained many times. So it'd be a new thing for him. Same with Danny. Exact same. Danny's used to it, but hasn't played too many games. So and I'm pretty sure if you ask the two lads, they'll be feeling the effects of it.
You're not exactly blessed with lots of options at the minute. Mm. You've got one or two injuries, hopefully one or two players coming back. But are you able to freshen it up if you can, rotate this week with these two long away trips?
We need to look at something, whether it's Tuesday or Saturday. We need to, because I thought Saturday, I thought we never deserved to lose the game. I thought we were well in the game. If we scored in that part when we had it, I think Leeds scored against them on a play and it gave them something to hang on. But they've not had the same amount of games that we've had. So I thought it was a lot of tired brains, decision making, I thought, on Saturday. But that's not to say the effort wasn't there, because the effort was there in abundance. But there may be a case for one or two changes.
I think people forget that. It's not just the physical aspect of playing all this football. Yeah. It's the mental, the drainage of that, isn't it?
I could see it with the final pass. I knew myself that the final pass just wasn't there. When it's the last few months, it's been excellent, sharp, and quick. And I just knew myself that it was probably a game too much for us.
Yeah, for all that, you ended the game quite strongly, and you might even have forced an equaliser.
As I said, I think the Leeds were only hitting us in the counter attack at the second half anyway, and the goal came too late. Simmons' goal came too late, but I couldn't. Listen, I came away from the game, okay, disappointed it was, but the effort the guys are giving us is extraordinary.
Yeah, so you've got these two long away trips now, which is probably the last thing you need right now, but starting with Ipswich, are you going to need extra protection when you go back there, being a former Norwich manager, Paul?
No, listen, I mean, do you know something? They were great games, and the 4-1 and the 5-1 game were great games, but everything that season at Norwich just clicked. I mean, it was just, the lads were just going out there and playing and winning games, and I knew the derby game was important to the people of Norwich, and so from that point of view, it was vital that Norwich won. Doing it home and away, and the manner that it did happen was great for us. But I never felt there was a lot of hostility there. I never felt it was one of the derbies where there was a lot of hostility there. And but it was great for the Norwich team and the Norwich fans to get their two performances.
I mean, to win 5-1 against your arch rivals away from home, that must rank as one of your finest memories in football.
I think that season was that the 3 years we had there was relentless. It was like a juggernaut. It just wasn't stopping. Even when we went up to the Premiership, it was fantastic for us. We just kept on carrying that through. But the lads, you tend to find that you have a little group or an era where things just seem relentless for you. And the lads carried it along with the supporters. I've always said it, the players and the supporters were a major catalyst of Norwich doing as well as what they've done.
So what's it like going back there to Portman Road? Can it be intimidating?
It's a lovely stadium. It's a good surface to play football. Since I've a history lad and club as well, it's one European titles and everything, so it has. So it's a good game to go and play.
Mick McCarthy, how well do you know him? Because I think in those two games, he wasn't the manager of Ipswich. I think he probably was at Wolves back then, was he?
I think Roy was managing the first game, and then I think maybe Paul Jewell, I think, was maybe the second time. So no, Mick wasn't the manager. But I've had dealings with Mick, played against his teams a few times, and He's been over the course before and done great wherever he's been. So I expect this to be a hard game.
They lost on Saturday. Their away form is better than their home form, but they're still just a few points off the playoffs. So you expect Ipswich to come hard at you?
You think so? I mean, again, they've played Saturday as well, so they'll probably have the same kind of problem as us playing Saturday, Tuesday. But that's the way it is, and that'll be a good game.
You're 7 points above the relegation zone, 10 games to play. How concerned are you with that?
No, I don't look over my shoulder, because there's so many teams. If you won tomorrow, you got to mid-table. So that just shows you how, if you got a host of teams there that are right in it, host them. And that's everybody trying to win games. So now we go and try and win and see where we go.
I've got to ask you about Dougie Freeman losing his job today as well. Seems a bit harsh.
I don't know. Harshness, I wouldn't be the best one to ask for my advice on harshness, because I know I've had it done myself. One thing for sure, nobody will feel sorry for you, that's for sure.